Dr. Sebik taking office note on patient Lawrence Loven, L-O-V-E-N, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 1-7-1953. Date of service 10-9-2023. Per paragraph of the patient is 70-year-old gentleman who is brought to my office with family because of cognitive impairment with memory decline over the last 2 weeks, prompting him to go to the emergency room where he was evaluated and found to have hypokalemia, UTI symptoms, and echolalia symptoms, period. Family is concerned about his confusion and memory issues over the last couple of weeks, period. His past medical history is significant for recurrent urinary tract infection, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next obesity, period. Paragraph, past surgical history, and also benign prostatic hypertrophy, period. Paragraph, past surgical history includes surgery remotely while in childhood, he doesn't remember. Allergies, non drug allergies, social history, patient is retired. He used to work at Houston Chronicle, he's married, no kids of his own, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. Family history, sister with diabetes mellitus type 2, brother with Parkinson's, father with Alzheimer's dementia, mother also with Alzheimer's dementia, period. Paragraph. View of systems reveals no headaches, he has good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. He does have constipation, no diarrhea, he does have decreased appetite, he does have occasional nocturia, he does have problems sometimes initiating his urinary flow, no leg swelling reported. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, COVID shots, he received two initially, three paragraph. On exam, his weight is 209 pounds, blood pressure 201 over 109, heart rate 87, temperature 99.3, and oxygen saturation 98%. General appearance, patient is in acute, non-acute distress, HNT, pupils sound, active toilet, and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-eteric sclera, no cervical, no fedena, padino, carotid, bri, bilaterally, no jugular vein distension, bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red pure paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated under rhythm, no response to, no emergency, no friction of her lungs, activity, auscultation, no crackles of reserved abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gut rebound or GT extremities, no edema in the lower extremities. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Hypertension uncontrolled. We need to control his blood pressure. Therefore, we're going to do the following changes. We're going to increase his amlodipine to 10 mg at bedtime. Continue lisinopril 20 mg in AM. Add clonidine patch TTS number 1 weekly and clonidine pill 0.4 mg every 6 hours as needed. For systolic blood pressure more than 160 or diastolic more than 100, hold for heart rate less than 50. Period. Next diagnosis is possible early dementia. Patient will be referred to see neurology for a formal evaluation. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, we are going to assess. We will check his post-void residual by bladder ultrasound. Period. Paragraph next, hyperlipidemia. We are going to discontinue his statin given his decline of his memory at this time. Period. Paragraph. Recurrent urinary tract infection may be related to urinary retention. We're going to check into that as well. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 2 weeks for further evaluation and further recommendations. End of report. Thanks.